Chapter 23. Not Guilty. Come with me into a court of law. Here in the dock is a man called Fred, charged with robbery at a local jeweller's. Two legal teams are present. Counsel for the prosecution will make the case against Fred. Counsel for the defence will argue for his innocence. The session begins, with the jury listening intently to everything and the judge overseeing the whole proceedings. In due course, after both teams have done their best, after Fred has been grilled by both and several witnesses have given evidence, the jury retires to reach its verdict. Before long, they return to the courtroom. Fred is asked to stand, and the judge asks the foreperson of the jury how they find. Not guilty, Your Honour. The judge strikes the bench with his gavel and declares the court dismissed. Fred is free to go. Now, let's suppose that you and I know something that no one in the court found out. That Fred did, in fact, rob the jewellers. That means that while Fred's true condition is guilty, his legal status, thanks to the court's verdict, is not guilty. I invite you now to take Fred out of the picture and put yourself in his place. Never mind imaginary crimes like the robbery. Let's focus on your overall moral status, ranging from major crimes to minor indiscretions. And let's replace the judge with the judge, God himself. What is your true condition before him? Guilty, without any question. We could put any human being in that situation and the condition would be the same, since we all fall short of perfection one way or another. And most people, when pressed, will admit that openly. But as we saw with Fred, true condition and legal status are not the same. Fred walked out of the courtroom a free man. Not because he was innocent, but because the court, after all its deliberations, declared him innocent. And now I have good news for you. Yes, I know you are guilty as charged before God, the ultimate judge. He knows the score, there's no pulling the wool over his eyes. But in his love, God is able to pronounce over you not guilty. To use the technical term, he justifies you because of all that Jesus has done and your faith in him. You can walk free from God's courtroom to live a life in the sunshine, away from the clouds of condemnation. We saw an example of this in the case of Abraham. He was no paragon of perfection, but in God's book, his willingness to believe God, to take God at his word, ranked more highly than his moral performance, and on those grounds, God credited it to him as righteousness. That's the way God is. He is not subject to a moral code that somehow stands outside of himself and outranks him, so that he has to bow to his rules. No, God himself is the rule, and he chooses to be a God of grace and to justify the guilty. He can do an Abraham on you. Here's how the Apostle Paul puts it. If, in fact, Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. What does Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now, to the one who works, wages are not credited as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the one who does not work, but trusts God, who justifies the ungodly, their faith is credited as righteousness. This is brilliant news, and one of the greatest joys of being a follower of Jesus. I'm far from perfect, I know, and I know that God knows. But through taking him at his word and putting my total reliance on Christ and what he has done, I'm pronounced not guilty. I no longer have to worry that my sins and shortcomings are piling up at such a rate that the tipping point must be close when my debit side exceeds my credit side and God's judgment is released against me, either now or at the final judgment. Instead, I look up, see my Heavenly Father smiling, and hear him say to me yet again, "Not guilty." This is a tremendous incentive to please him, but it's no longer a case of pleasing him so that if I make the grade he will accept me, but of pleasing him out of gratitude that he has accepted me, without reservation, for Jesus' sake. Yippee! This is the life. I hope and pray with all my heart that you too will come to this happy place, if you haven't come to it already. It's just one facet of the amazing experience of connecting with God and knowing him.